الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Some brother had suggested and requested that we explain what this tasawwuf and bay'at is. It is our spiritual reformation, our spiritual health. Just as our physical health, we need good health, and a person becomes sick inadvertently, he doesn't want to become sick, nobody wants to become sick, but as life goes, we pick up various types of sicknesses, some young people also, and some weak people, old people. Sickness is a common thing with almost everyone. And when a person is ill, he's sick, like for example, he's got migraine. He can't function properly, his headache is troubling him all the time. He's got stomach ailment, his bad stomach pains. He's suffering from that, whatever illness, it causes some, you can't function properly. It causes you to function abnormally. So like that, spiritually also. Just before that, one Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in a hospital in Bombay, and the doctors needed to do some operation on him. So they wanted his permission, they asked him to sign the papers. So he said, first I'll make mashura, I'll take advice from my spiritual doctor. So the doctor got surprised, who is your spiritual doctor? What is a spiritual doctor? We are your doctors, we are treating you here. Yeah? What is a spiritual doctor? So he said, finding the opportunity a good one, they collect all the doctors of the hospital, a private clinic, and I'll explain to you what a spiritual doctor is. They collected all the doctors, fixed the time, then he told them, see, you people take our blood to do blood tests all the time, different blood tests, to see whether the kidneys are functioning properly, to see what's the heart's condition, you do a lipogram, to see whether the thyroid is overactive, underactive, all many, many tests you do, plenty tests. So tell me, in your test, can you pick up when a person has got anger in him, a person has got pride in him, a person is having lustful glances, all these things? They say, no, that our test cannot show us. So he said, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. He will pick up all these things, diagnose it also, and then he will treat it also, give the treatment. There are two little differences. The doctors who treat, they normally depend on themselves, on their medicine. That what we have diagnosed and what we prescribe, and hopefully you will get good health. But on the other hand, yes, spiritual treatment, it is all, the chef is only a front. Behind the chef is the working of Allah Ta'ala. And this shows this in the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ ayat is, أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَىٰ النُّورِ. That, O Musa, you take out your people from the darkness into the light. That is, all the spiritual maladies, three illnesses, you treat them and you take them into light. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That it is Allah who is the one who takes them out of their spiritual maladies and puts them into nur, into light. So, yeah, the front is only the sheikh or the nabi or the wali, but the working is of Allah Ta'ala. And they ascribe it directly to Allah. They, with the medicine also, it is Allah who does shifa, but the doctor doesn't say Allah will give you shifa. He will say that our medicine, our treatment, in most cases they ascribe it to themselves. Unless he's a good Muslim doctor, it's a different story. So Allah is the one who does the treatment. And yeah, the zulumat, this is the plural, darkness, blackness. And because there are various types of sicknesses, various types of temptations, various types of evil. Ilan nur, that is singular. Your health, this spiritual health, is singular, because Noor, truth, is one. It's only Allah. And the road to Allah is this one road to Allah Ta'ala. So it will be taken out from all your maladies, all your sicknesses, and you'll be brought into the one Noor of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what the Khanqa is, what the Tasawwuf is, what Islahi Nafs and Tazkiyah Nafs, and becoming bad to a Shaykh. Like, for example, by Allah's Fazl and the Barakat of our Buzurgs, this Khanqa we are having, this is a spiritual spiritual hospital. And here there are various departments, and there are many surgeons and doctors who are working in this hospital. From the time of Fajr, right till after Isha. And all the different departments, and here you are not sent from one department to another. Your spiritual and physical, your spiritual physicians and surgeons and specialists, they are coming to you and they are giving you treatment all the time. Sometimes it is on the tafsir of the Quran. Sometimes it is about namaz and all the related, the masail. And incidentally, this masail that Mufti Muhammad was reading, this shows how important namaz is. Where one side we learn the masala, don't forget to realize that see, when you are so ill, so weak, that you can't even stand up, you can't sit also, you must lie down and make your namaz. And how the ulama have explained the various conditions. In the kitab Muniyatul Musalli, it is written there, if a woman is giving birth to a child and the head has come out, and it comes, namaz time comes in, and her blood hasn't started still, then she must make her namaz then also. So this is a masala, and the practical part is a different thing, but this should emphasize on our minds how important namaz is. That we are hale and healthy, how much mustn't we observe namaz? So anyway, so that is dealt with after Zohar is Shaqi Watan, and so that is a very, very important to remember that. That's a very important department of this hospital here, spiritual hospital. And then the beautiful names of Allah, and it puts you into a trance connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then 40 duruds, and then du'as which are readily accepted after Yasin Sharif Khatam, after Asma'ul Husna, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And also from the Salatul Salam, du'as are readily accepted. Then after Asr we have a program. After Isha again, all the programs. So these are all different departments. And then again, the five kitabs which we are reading with regard to our beliefs, aqidas, which is very, very important after Fajr. Then with regard to ibadat, at the morning session. Then with regard to mu'amalat after Zohar. Then with regard to mu'asharat after Asr. And then adab after Isha, the adab, etc. So all these things which are being dealt with, they are all very, very important departments. And a person who does his course here, which is basically a 40-day course, and we should try and even make niyat, think about it and plan to do 4 months continuously. Come in the Khanqa and spend 4 months for this treatment. And when a person will do his course, a 40-day course properly also, inshallah, he will be remedied. Then just like a person who now he no more gets migraine, he can do so much work now. And he's so comfortable, you see him smiling now. With his migraine, he was frowning all the time. He's always, you see how his face is, he's not a happy person, he's in pain. A person with stomach, with back pain, a person with any other pain, any problem he's got sugar, he can't see properly by the afternoon. 2 o'clock, he's knocked out, he can't do any work. But when he gets his treatment, now he's like a new man. And like you have a Japanese reconditioned car, this is not Japanese reconditioned, this is Allah reconditioned. So that is what the spiritual hospital is, what the Khanqa, what the Tasawwuf is. And we have come as patients, and we must take our treatment here. If we do our treatment properly, 10 days is just to get an idea what it is all about. But we should try and spend 40 days. MashaAllah, how many brothers, round about 30 brothers, are busy now presently spending their 40 days. Another about 30 brothers are spending their 30 days. And it's not difficult. We all get by law, you are entitled to 3 weeks leave in the year. So your 3 weeks leave, try and spend it in this time. You come here for your three weeks leave. And then take another 3 weeks leave, unpaid leave. Make it properly 6 weeks, one chilla, and you come and spend it here. And inshallah, once you get this treatment, then your whole life in future. Now you don't have to every now and then take a Panado, every now and then take a Disprin, or you got a toothache, and every time you're putting some Disprin or something on your tooth, you're putting a clove to try and just alleviate that pain. But again, it comes back again. Middle of the night, that pain wakes you up again. And you have a problem. A person who's got piles and is suffering from his piles, and he just takes some temporary solution, little while it helps, again he's got a problem. Take a permanent treatment. And the permanent treatment is like 4 months a person spends. Otherwise, the 40 days is very effective also. So this is what it is, what this treatment is. And then once your heart becomes clean, and not only over here, not only a certain part, like for example, you got a migraine. The doctor will only treat your migraine. He's not going to treat all your sicknesses. You got stomach ailments, he'll check up, you have to go for a scope, and they will do a barium meal test on you, etc. All that they will do, and then that's all what they treat. But here, you'll get a holistic, complete, every treatment. From top to bottom, everything will be treated. And the major, most greatest thing, the heart will be cleansed of all maladies also. That you won't have the love of Ghairullah. You'll think about Ghairullah, you'll do your business also, but your love won't be in your business. Your love will be with Allah Ta'ala. Dast bakar, dil bayar. Your hand will be in your work. You'll carry on as a normal person. Doesn't mean that when this happened now, you're going to be a separate type of group of people. No more you're going to attend to your wife, to your business. No. You'll carry on with everything. Whatever you are doing. You are a businessman, you'll carry on with your business. You are a married man, you'll carry on with your married life. You're a family man, you'll carry on with your family life. You're a tablighi man, you'll carry on doing your tabligh work. You are doing social welfare work, you'll carry on with that, but with this remedy now, with this treatment, you will carry on with all your work also. So now you will see that you function properly, and you will see that you deliver much better now, because you are freed from anger, for example. And anger bogs a person down completely. Not only that the other people hate you, you hate yourself. That why do I get so angry? And what you blurt out in your anger. And afterwards you are sorry. I had to dirty my mouth and I had to say these filthy, dirty things. And who you say it? Usually on your most beloved. On your wife you take out your anger. And anger, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, is very shrewd. It only comes out on those who are weaker than you. Hadrat says one person was becoming angry with his wife and telling her, I'll make mincemeat out of you today. Today I'm going to pulverize you. Nothing will be left out of you. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. So he went and see from the peephole, from the little hole you peep outside, you see, today with the CC camera, it's her two brothers who came. And both are military men, they're in the military. And they have come with their guns also. They have just come from the army. And with their guns, now suddenly, where that anger vanished. Now he tells his wife, please forgive me. I didn't mean it, I was just fighting you. But just forget it all now. So this is how anger. You're so angry on somebody small, somebody big comes, your anger is just gone, vanished in thin air. It doesn't exist. So anger is not a reality. It is just something you're imposing on you, and you're making yourself you are somebody. And what things you say in your anger, how terrible. So when you are freed of that, you will see how nice you feel. When you are freed of casting lustful glances on other women, and now you only look at your wife, what pure glances, what lustful glances, what every type, whatever your wife is halal for you. And you can, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, okay, your wife, you can see her from head to toe, whole night you can see her whole body, no problem. She's your wife, she's halal. You will see that how much when a person is casting his glances on other women, etc., then it is like a dog who is a mad dog who got rabies, running in this direction, that direction. Your thoughts are going, you going sometimes, yeah, you going, there you going, dirtying your, blackening your face with this woman, with that woman. Now when you are pure and clean, what a wonderful life don't you have. And then with the greatest, you'll get such enjoyment of Jannat with your wife in this world. Your wife will look like a whore of Jannat in this world you will have. And you will wonder in amazement, Allah sent my whore in advance to me. And a person who has a life like that, what enjoyment hasn't he got? So this is the treatment a person has to go. So yeah, a person who wants to be, one is physically we came, we took admission, but we haven't registered. So a person who becomes bay'at, he has now become registered. He is now, and what is bay'at? Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who becomes bay'at, is by the action of bay'at, he's telling the Shaykh, I want treatment, I want you to treat me. And I promise, I've come here for my treatment, I'm sincere. I want my treatment of my spiritual health. And the Shaykh in return promises to him, I will help you. I will guide you. And also remember, it is 99% perspiration of the murid and 1% inspiration. Many of us, we become bad, now we feel just automatically things was happen. Like some habra-kadabra, some magic is going to happen. Just some ta'wiz, you keep it hanging and things are just going to happen. I don't have to change, I don't have to make any effort, I don't have to do anything. No, it's 99% perspiration. Effort will be from the murid side, 99%. The Shaykh, like for example, you ask somebody directions, how can I go to Johannesburg? You are not from this country, you are from outside the country, outside the place. He'll give you directions how to give. He's not going to pick you up and take you. He'll just give you directions how to go. Walking you will have to do. Driving you will have to go. Taxis you will have to catch, one from here to that point, from that point to that point. Buses you will have to take, which bus, where to get the bus, all that. He'll tell you what to do, but to do it is your work. So just like that here also, the Shaykh will give guidance, but he's not going to come in, make your tahajjud for you. He's not going to make your fajr for you. That all you have to do yourself. He will tell you, you must make fajr. You must make this, you must do that. But to do it is your work. You'll have to do it. Many, we feel we haven't benefited when we haven't taken the medicine. Doctor gives you, one person was a very poor person and his neighbor was a very rich man. Rich man became ill. So everyone from around the world are coming to see the rich, prominent, big man. He said, I must also go, I'm the neighbor. But he was very deaf also, stone deaf. He couldn't hear a word. So he said, now how am I going to behave there? And he's a poor Mr. Nobody living next to Mr. Somebody Big, and he has to go and visit. So he planned his whole visit. I'll go and ask him, how are you feeling? He'll tell me, I'm sick and that. I'll tell him, may Allah give you shifa. I will ask him that, who's your doctor? He'll take the best doctor's name. I'll say, mashallah, very good. I'll ask him that what medicine he gave you. He'll tell me, I'll say, very good, just keep on taking that medicine. So he went, he asked him, how are you? So he said that I'm dying. I'm so sick, I'm dying. He said, oh, very good condition you are in, don't worry. Like a person normally say, I'm well, I'm alright, things are alright. Then he asked, who's your doctor? He said, Shaitan. He said, oh, very good, you can't get a better doctor than Shaitan. And then he asked him that what medicine has he prescribed for you? Poison. He said, take that. Don't ever leave it out. That is a very good medicine. So, that on what? Yeah, so that medicine, if the doctor has prescribed medicine for you, and you put it in a golden case, But you don't take it. What will it help? It won't help. That medicine has to be taken. So what the Shaykh prescribes, the ma'amulat, the zikr to be done, what you have to do, tilawat of Quran Sharif, your Islamic identity, and then keeping contact with the Shaykh, telling him of your progress, etc. That when we don't do that, then how can we get our treatment? And also we mustn't be fooled. Like for example, if we start giving the talks of the Shaykh, the bayans, etc., that even a CD can do. But there is no life in a CD. So don't think now I'm like the Shaykh now. Or you write some kitabs of the Shaykh. You transliterate them, you write them. So the book has got no life in it. CD has got no life. So that is necessary, the outside. But the inside qualities must be developed. The pride must go out. Humility must come in. The sincerity must come in. All the inside qualities also have to be developed. Don't be just like a CD or like a book you are. On the internet you can read how many books today. Without you really paying for anything, at a millionth of the price, you can read a book in the comfort of your home. While you are traveling by air, you can finish one book on your telephone. And you can see all these things, they are there. But the thing is that life must come within you. That reality must come in you. A woman who is dead, can she give birth to another child, to a child? She can't. A loving woman who's got life in her, she brings life into this world. And you also, as a man, for you to have a child, if you're a dead husband, how are you going to have a child? When you got life in you, you can meet with your wife. She's got life in her. Life will come in this world. So that is what it is. The murid must have life also. The Shaykh must have life. Life will come in this world. You will see life in your life. And you will see life in your world. You will see life in your family when this will happen. So those, there are some brothers who want to become murid. Those who want to become murid, then this is also voluntary. You are not forced to become a murid. But you become a murid, you have somebody to guide you now. And somebody who has promised to help you as far as it is humanely possible and physically, he will be there to help you. You take the treatment and you follow it. And then you put that plan into action. Inshallah, you will get your results. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We'll have a few kar guzaris now of our satis. MashaAllah, I was very pleasantly surprised. Allah reward our satis, Mufti Muhammad Desai and them. They had a list of how many satis are doing majlis in various parts of the world. And from there, what I saw, and few were left out, I think easily over 100 places, mashallah, majalis are taking place. Many of the places, khanqas also in Ramzan, our satis are running. So we'll, what call it, start off. Yusuf, can you say that? Yusuf has written something.
Yusuf is an accountant.
He's a hafiz also, mashallah. But he's an accountant working in a big firm. But just see, he's not a maulana or anything. But see, mashallah, all that work Allah is taking from him also. So this is also encouragement for all. All can do work. You don't have to be a maulana. You don't have to be a alim. And a Yusuf, how old are Yusuf? 39, but he's married, No, he doesn't need another wife or anyone in his life. Well, he's still a young man, but see how much work. Usually we think only when you're old you can do work. Even a young man, how much work he can do.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Muhammad wa sallallahu ala rasulihi al-kareem. These are just a few words which came to mind basically, and in reality it is through the tawajjuh of Hazrat and the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I presented this a few weeks ago as well. Hazrat asked me to repeat it today, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What revolutions my Hazrat has caused in my life. My whole world has been turned on the edge of a knife. What revolutions my Hazrat has caused in my life. My whole world has been turned on the edge of a knife. I am now awake at hours when I was previously asleep. And now I am sleeping when I was previously awake. I am now awake at hours when I was previously asleep, and now I am sleeping when I was previously awake. Always radio in the car and TV at home, it only made everybody moan. Always radio in the car and TV at home. It only made everybody moan. There was no peace for the ear, or time to speak to Allah Ta'ala. Presently, if it's not dhikr or dua, it is reading kalam-e-khuda or kalam of khuda. There was no peace for the ear or time to speak to Allah Ta'ala. Presently, if it's not zikr or dua, it is reading kalam-e-khuda or kalam of khuda. Eating at the table has been replaced with eating on the floor. And now when we enter, it's salam and a smile at the door. Eating at the table has been replaced with eating on the floor. And now when we enter, it's salam and a smile at the door. Taking Allah Ta'ala's name is now part of the meal. Before, to take Allah Ta'ala's name, we did not even feel. Taking Allah Ta'ala's name is now part of the meal. Before, to take Allah Ta'ala's name, we did not even feel. Today, qada and nafil salah we look to perform. There were days when we thought, never could we reform. Today, qada and nafil salah we look to perform. There were days when we thought, never could we reform. Jazakallah khairan for all Hazrat's inspiration. May Allah Ta'ala accept our perspiration. Jazakallah khairan for all Hazrat's inspiration. May Allah Ta'ala accept our perspiration. Many sins still to let go, and hope that we're just not putting up a big show. Many sins still to let go, and hope that we're not just putting up a big show. But with Hazrat by my side, I am sure it will be an easy ride. And there are another a few smaller ones. Without much tension, Hazrat has taken me into such sensation. Even my very own tension has been replaced with relaxation. Without much tension, Hazrat has taken me into such sensation. Even my very own tension has been replaced with relaxation. Another one is, I just cannot think about how to make shukr for being given from Hazrat's spiritual goblet to drink. I just cannot think about how to make shukr for being given from Hazrat's spiritual goblet to drink. Never enough can I thank the one who gave me a sheikh with such a high wali's rank. Never enough can I thank the one who gave me a sheikh with such a high wali's rank. Another one was, Hazrat, you are an amazing inspiration, always encouraging us in the right direction. A real motivation deserving of the highest admiration. There's another.
MashaAllah, also, the object of the majalis in the different places is to work on our satis, to get them ready. And MashaAllah, brothers have worked in that direction. And they have come themselves also. And who they have prepared, they have brought also. Maulana Yusuf Desai of Overpot. Where's Maulana? Come on, MashaAllah. Can you give us a report how many satis have come and what work is going on? And each one should of us think, the murids also, and particularly those who got ijazat, the khulafa, that have I come for my islah? And never ever think that I don't need islah. Even if we are doing majalis with the niyat of our own islah. And also, ask ourselves and try and report now that how many satis did I prepare and send. See, mashallah, other satis, how many they have prepared and sent. That is what our success is. Like what business you have done, partners, or the boss who checks up on all his branches. What business have you done? How much, what turnover have you made? What profits have you made? This is our business. Business of deen, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the barakat and tawajjuh of Hazrat Nama Barakatuh, we have a weekly majlis in Durban, next Masjid al-Hilal at the madrasa. And brothers attend the programs, alhamdulillah, of their due, the muhabbat and the love, they come for the programs. And whatever we try to say in the majalis is only the words of Hazrat Nama Barakatuh, his muhabbat, his compassion, his love. Everything we have learned, we have learned from Hazrat. Myself, in reality, studying so many years in Darul Uloom was just kitabs. When I sat in the majlis of Hazrat Damu Barakatuhum, it became a reality. What I thought I knew already, I did not know. Until I sat and put myself before Hazrat at his feet, and the ma'rifat and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more than that, the pain of the love of Allah ta'ala that comes in the heart after sitting at the feet of Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, brothers come for the majalis. Before Ramadan, I had to go out. So I requested the brothers that come for the majlis that inshallah I might be returning by the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. If you can come away, please come away to Azadwal. Although it will be cold, it will be some mujahada qurbani. I was surprised Allah Ta'ala's karam and fazl has his barakat and his shafqat and love. Almost 15-20 brothers have come from Durban. Without me knowing it, I just got the news that we are leaving on Tuesday, we are leaving on Monday, we got a card out, we are going to Azadzal, we gave for sunnat itikaf, nafil itikaf. It's only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of my islah also, and make it a means of Allah Ta'ala raising our Hazrat's ranks and granting him the pinnacle of ma'rifat, inshallah.
And then I didn't mention he's the Imam of Masjid al-Hilal, the Markaz in Durban, and he's a tablighi man. And he said he went in Jamaat. So even if you are in Jamaat, you're a tablighi man. You're the Imam of the Markaz, but you can do Khanqa work also. And mashallah, Manana has combined everything. He's teaching Hifz classes. He's teaching in the Alim Darul Ulum there. And he's the Imam in the Markaz also. He's doing tabligh work also regularly. And his Khanqa work also is carrying on properly. So all can be combined and it should be combined also, inshallah. And we need everything. From Stenger, can one of the brothers give us a report? MashaAllah, brother Yusuf Desai has started his Khanqa just now, just before Ramzan. And he phoned and said, he goes personally and he makes gush 2-3 times a day. Not only once a week gush, 2-3 times a day. And he looks for these brothers who are lost. And the brothers who have come, what backgrounds they have come with. If one of the brothers can come forward and just tell us a little bit, inshallah. I think, how many brothers has he sent on? Altogether 8. Not more? Yeah, but altogether. 10, about 10 brothers he sent. So mashallah, and he's working on those who really need help. And they and their families are so happy that mashallah is giving them this treatment. From where did brothers come? Port Shepston, how many brothers came? 9, 10 brothers from Port Shepston. We had our Islahi Jalsa there. Salim Rangila is working, mashallah, 9, 10 brothers got ready from there. From where else have brothers come? From Botswana, Manan Abdul Rahman has sent brothers. Also, he's working there. He has sent brothers. Or if anyone can tell, who are grabbing majlis, that we have prepared, we sent so many brothers. If anyone can tell us that from our majlis, from our Khanqa, so many brothers came. Nobody? So, no production. Factory is working, but no. How many of you came? You came. From Cape Town as well. So they are. Cape Town brothers don't know one another's copies. So actually, 4 brothers from Mana Imran. MashaAllah. See, Imran Esak is also a businessman. And he's not a hafiz, he's not a alim. But MashaAllah prepared brothers and have sent them from Escort. 4 brothers have come. From where else? Newcastle. Gee, Malan Nazir. How? Malan Nazir, come give us a little karguzari. Where's Malana Nazir? Come, Malana. So this is the factory. If it's running and no production, then what kind of factory are we having? So there must be production also.
We have majlis every Friday after Isha Salah. It started, alhamdulillah, in the Jamaat Khana, then in Newcastle. In Newcastle. Alhamdulillah, we started first in the Jamaat Khana, and then to the request of some ulama, etc., it was changed into the town masjid. So we had just started there, did about 4 or 5 majlises before Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, brothers are coming. About 5 to 10 brothers are coming regularly, alhamdulillah. And we encourage them to come for Hazrat's majlis also. And also we have majlis in Darulum for the students. And alhamdulillah, about 5-6 students are here for Etikaf. About 2 or 3 spent for, are here for 30 days, alhamdulillah. And others for less time.
Maulana is an alim and is teaching in the Darulum in Newcastle. And mashallah, how many students regularly? Maulana Salman is also here. He comes regularly. Other students also. And how many Maulana's became murid to Maulana, mashallah. Maulana is a young man. How old are you, Maulana? 43. Oh, he's very sure that he was an head five. Inshallah. And mashallah, other Maulanas have become bad to Maulana also. And this is what our work must be. The hospital must run, patients must come, take their treatment, and the factory must run, and there must be production also. And Abdul Rahim? Come. If Abdul Rahim is from down under, and he'll give us a report there of his work, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Abdul Rahim from, as Hazrat mentioned, down under. Alhamdulillah, for the last 3 years, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the where's down under? About, if you start swimming from Durban, I don't know how many kilometers it is, 13 hours by flight, you'll reach Perth. So it's just under Malaysia and Indonesia, and New Zealand and Fiji on the right side.
It's Australia.
Australia. So alhamdulillah, for a few years now, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the attention of our beloved Sheikh, our majlis has been running on a weekly basis, every Thursday evening. And alhamdulillah, we have between 10 to 15 brothers attending every week, and also between 5 to 10 sisters also attending. Alhamdulillah, we have seen in a place like Australia, where really the effort of Khanka, etc., is very much something of a new thing. But alhamdulillah, the understanding is starting to be there, and people are benefiting. Just before Ramadan, we started one of the kitabs of Hazrat on the virtues of Ramadan, how we should spend Ramadan, and the importance of the Quran Sharif. In the first majlis, in the first week of Ramadan, one of the sisters reported that in 12 days she finished the khatam of Quran Sharif. And she said previously, the ladies, they have their monthlies, etc. So previous Ramadans, it was not on their radar to have this there. But this sister reported that within 12 days she finished the Quran Sharif. And also one sister, for many years, out of ignorance and maybe out of neglect, that the fasts were not made up. So then on top of that, compensation was due. What she did was she calculated all of her compensation and she put it in an envelope and sent it here to be given, so that all of her fidya can be paid. So alhamdulillah, many, many people, the brothers also, that people that attend our majlis, some of them are from professional backgrounds, some of them involved in the work of tabligh also. Alhamdulillah, we have Brother Tawheed who has come with us. Unfortunately, I couldn't bring more than one person, but hopefully for every 1,000 kilometers, Allah Ta'ala will times that by 10, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, many people are getting the understanding of Islam. The main thing is that many efforts of deen are taking place, but the light that Hazrat instills in us to look into ourselves and to see our weaknesses and our shortcomings. This has been a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we request your du'as that Allah ta'ala accept it from us, inshallah.
And then, we have one brother here, Muhammad, from Nigeria. Our brother Riaz Adam. Is Riaz here? Come, Riaz. Just tell us a little bit how you invited Muhammad. And Muhammad, come front also. Muhammad of Nigeria.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, Hazrat makes us shy to come say something.
Riaz works in a government department. He's a CA. Which department you work in? Auditor General's office he works in. In the tax department.
Tax and all others.
Tax and all others. And see, a man like that also, mashallah, and he's so concerned of his Islah, majlis and tabligh also, he goes regularly. He goes in his jamaat, he does his chilla, everything.
See, alhamdulillah, I got a few friends that today also, I always try to keep in touch with them and advise them to come for these programs. One of my, like my murids, if you can call it, Abdul Wasi from Nigeria, he's a unique guy in that, alhamdulillah, his whole family in a tribe is Christian, But he is alhamdulillah Muslim, and I keep in touch with him on WhatsApp, and I just out of fun, before the fun part, he told me that, look here, he goes out 4 months every year. I tashkil him to go driving, he went driving, came back. Then when I went for Umrah last year, I just lightheartedly told him, hey, I'm going for Umrah. He said, if you're going for Umrah, I'll meet you in Makkah on one condition, we must do Tawaf by the Kaaba. So I thought he was joking. Hey, next thing I'm in my hotel, he's ringing my bell there. He said, come, let's go for Umrah. So I said, alright, no problem. Then I went 40 days after it. He said, you going, I'm going there again. I wake up in a Merkaz, I see him sitting there. And now for this time here, he told me he's done all of this, but he feels there's a spiritual vacuum in his life. He says, doing Amal, but you can't feel the love of Allah, can't feel the warmth of Allah, something's not clicking. So I told him, go to the website, go check all the www.ka.org.za website, and see what you can understand and appreciate from the website. So, all said and done, I told him, come for 10 days to South Africa, and then alhamdulillah, on his own money, his own initiative, and he came for 11 days, mashallah, to Azadwa. And he was just telling me the other day that, no, from what he heard in Hazrat's company, for 3 days, 10 days is not enough. He wants to come for 40 days, inshallah. So, inshallah, you can just hear from him one or two. And then also my friend Ahmed Hansa is sitting there at the back also. He's a, you can stand up, Ahmed Hansa. His first time he's come to this program also, mashallah. He's from, originally from Azadwa, but he stays in Heldekraal. He's an engineer also, mashallah, for ESCOM. So all the load sharing, you guys can blame him also, mashallah. But for many, many years, I made fikr on him. I said, please come, please come, please come. First weekend we lost out, second weekend we lost out, third weekend we lost out. So I thought today is the last Sunday, I'm not going to get it right. For 3 nights we made tahajjud dua for him, alhamdulillah. And Allah's fadl and karam, one of the happiest days of my life, alhamdulillah, at my old best friend, mashallah, to see him sitting in a program today. And I got another sati from Pakistan also. I made his tashkil also, inshallah, he'll come and join us, inshallah. Jazakallah.
This is how we must work. See, Riyaz, he's here, his work is something else, but he's quicker. For himself also, Jamaat work also, and how? Nigeria, where's Nigeria? Elder Crane, all other friends is working. All of us think, did I even give one person, did I even think he must come for Ramzan? See, Riyaz makes the Hajj time duas for his satis. Think of ourselves, do we even think, did we even make the tashkil of somebody to come? And other satis say, ordinary people, but how many satis they got ready and they brought them? Riyaz, how many years you bayat now? About
12, 13 years.
Yes, when he became bayat, I think it was after Maghrib, I was going home. I was just about to enter the house. And he came up and he asked me, you Manan Abdul Hamid? I said, yes. He said, yeah, you're just the guy I'm looking for. He said, you want to become a bayat? And now, mashallah, look at everything Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Not, I thought your name is Muhammad, no. What? J? Abdul? Wasi, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Introduce yourself.
Alhamdulillah, my name is Abdul Wasi Ali Amin from Nigeria.
Lagos?
No, Ibadan, Korib, Lagos. It's about 53 kilometers to Lagos. I met my good friend Riyaz Bhai in 2009. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him as a suburb of my guidance because I'm a little bit depressed by that time. So, and I've made up my mind that inshallah by this year, if there's no any changes in my life, so I better go out of the fold of Islam. So I was before a life of battle before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the light of tabligh. As my friend just told now, the whole of my family, I didn't came from a religious background. I don't have any religious background. So it is out of name of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the effort of Tabligh. But after my life in Tabligh, for many years, the thing just turning upside down, no any progress. So the Ajema came to Nigeria and he showed me some two or three brothers in the Ajema that within few years of their Tabligh, they have progressed. I wonder one, what is the missing point in my life? So it made a lot of effort on my mind to confuse me. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him as a sabah for me by with his word of inspiration all the time. Sometime after the Sabi Juma, he sent me some messages, the bayan. Many times he used to send me the word of inspiration as well. So, but what is amazing in our relationship is that whenever I give me a teski, despite my financial situation, financial constraint, I don't know how Allah make it easy for me. I can't explain. So when he make my teski to Pakistan, I just find myself there. We met together there. But I can't say how Allah make it easy. I was there, he said, okay, now you have to go to India as well. So the following year, I tried to go to India, but unfortunately, I was not given visa. So we make my teski to Umrah, that is also coming to Umrah. And miraculously, I find myself in the Baitullah. So later, I have in Ustazu studying in Jamia Islamia in Medina. I narrated everything about this guy to him. He said, Allah is just using for me. So later I just told him, Riyazbai, I think in our life, in our worldly life, everyone aspires to progress. If you have 100, you aim to have 1,000. If you have 1,000, you aim to have 1,000,000. But what about our deen? Alhamdulillah, there's amal. But what about the inner spirit? I don't feel much tasty of amal. I'm doing it, but just only amal in the name. But I don't see any spiritual effect in my mind, my life. So I told him everything. He said, you have to come to South Africa. So when he said it, whenever he talked, I just think in my mind that this guy doesn't know what he's saying. He thought that I'm living in the same condition with him. Doesn't know my background, but miraculously, Allah just made it easy. And I told him when I go to South Africa, I say that I need more dua now for safety. Because people doesn't know the secret of my success. People are thought that this guy have enough money by making this travel. But I swear by Aksam to be Rabbil Kaaba. It is out of the Qudrat of Allah, everything. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I thank him as well. Because my few days here, I could see some changes in my life. So, and I told him that, hey guy, I think this 10 days is not enough for me. So though our plan before was to spend the whole Ramadan, but as Allah wills it, we couldn't get visa early until this last 10 days of Ramadan. So I say, inshallah, I heard from the Sheikh that there is a program for 40 days, chilla program as well. So out of my annual 4 months in the year, I will be giving 40 days to come for the reformation of my life. Heart in South Africa, inshallah. And he said that I can only be given 1 month visa from South African Embassy in Nigeria. I say, oh, Riaz Bhai. We apply for one month. That's why they stipulate 1 month on my visa. Let's take it from Allah. If I said we want 40 days, we want 2 months, inshallah, Allah will grant it, inshallah. So and I hope, inshallah, that inshallah, Rahman, by next year, inshallah, I'll come for 40 days here, inshallah.
We must take a lot of inspiration. Riaz made one phone call and see, mashallah, he has come. And what a sacrifice. And as he says, like his financial resources They aren't really, but how Allah makes the means. So we also should take inspiration to come. And those who are our murids, and especially the khalifas, we should take inspiration from Riyaz. How is he inviting brothers? And who did we invite? Who did we make effort on? And yet, that is alright, it's our weakness. But the sad part is we think we're doing a lot of work. We're hardly doing anything and we're thinking we're doing a lot of work. That's the sad part. By Nazir of Paris, of Lyon, France. Ta'al ya Nazir. MashaAllah. By Nazir, they came here for some of the madrasa work to South Africa. Just before Ramzan, or in Ramzan, beginning of Ramzan. There were three brothers who had come, and then when he saw the environment here of the Khanqa, etc., he said, I'm staying. And he changed his ticket. It cost a lot of money to change your dates nowadays. But all that he did, and he will tell us how, why he decided to stay. لِمَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَبْقَى هُنَا وَمَاذَا تَعَثَّرْ.
بسم الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله كما قال الشيخ جيت هنا.
What will you translate? نور الله.
نور الله. الحمد لله كم جدي أنا أتكلم بلغة فرنسية أحسن عليها ويترجم بإنجليزية إن شاء الله. Donc comme j'ai dit, alhamdoulilah, je suis venu ici avec une équipe pour pouvoir récolter des dons pour sa madrasa. Parce que alhamdoulilah, nous avons ouvert une madrasa nous dans notre ville et un ami à nous dans la ville à côté a voulu ouvrir une madrasa. Donc on est venu ici pour collecter des dons un peu et puis on nous a envoyé ici à cette ville. Et le premier jour où je suis venu ici là, j'ai écouté le bain du shir après l'asar et j'ai vraiment senti une grande lumière. Et tout de suite après au Maghreb, quand j'ai vu le silence total, le silence radio, comme on dit, le silence total dans la salle, ça m'a vraiment touché. Et j'ai vu que vraiment ici, c'était vraiment spirituellement très très fort.
He says that Asal became from France. Three of them, they came Asal to collect money for one Muslim school, like next to his place. So they came first, and then after a few days they came to Azadville. That same day after Asr, he said for the program and everything, that he said like he could feel that ruhaniyat, that nur in that majlis. And then also time of iftar, maghrib time. Maybe for us, like we feel that it is like nothing, but like for us, like to, like no noise, nothing, everyone in dua, and he said like it is like I can feel like that taqa, that strength in that nur in this place.
Jusqu'à que quand notre collègue, celui qui était là pour le but, on l'accompagnait nous, il nous tirait à aller chercher justement cet argent là, mais nous les deux autres, on était là pour rester qui ici. On voulait rester qui ici pour profiter. Parce que ces paroles là, on les entendit à Nizamuddin. Mais on n'a pas la chance d'être proche des mashayikh pour pouvoir vraiment profiter de leur lumière. Et là, vraiment, c'était vraiment concentré.
Said that there were three satis. One of them, his secret was like how to collect that money. How now I'm going to make to get only that money, now to go to that place only to get that money. But now him and one sati, their secret when they listened to that bayan said, "Nay." From now we have to sit here and listen only for like to that bayan. And then he said like he used to go also like in India in the markets of Nizamuddin. He said like we are used to listen to that kalam, this kind of kalam, everything. But there we can't keep like a very close contact with our mashayikh. But here very easily we can sit with Marana and everything and ask him.
C'est un peu comme le frère nigérien qui expliquait, il disait, subhanallah, qu'on fait les efforts dans le dawa, mais il manque cette partie spirituelle. C'est-à-dire, on parle de la prière, concentration et dévotion, on parle de dhikr, on parle de choses rohani, mais c'est pas en profondeur. C'est toujours à la surface. Et réellement, on n'arrive pas à percer. On sent qu'on n'arrive pas à percer. À part celui qui commence l'effort de dawa, au début, vraiment, il arrive à percer. Mais après, avec le temps, il s'installe une routine. Et là, on n'arrive pas réellement à percer. Mais ici, j'ai vraiment senti que, et ben, alhamdoulilah, même, j'ai même réussi carrément à percer, alhamdoulilah.
This is like that brother from Nigeria said that now we are out in the path of Allah. How many times we go out in khuruj fi sabilillah, but we can feel that now we are doing the effort, we are doing the amal, everything, but we can feel that kami that in English, that kami in our ruhaniyat. And then he said only like maybe like in the beginning when we go out in jamaat, you feel that ruhaniyat in you. But by going out in Jamaat, like 3 months every day, everything. So now that routine now came in our life. But now here, when I came here, now I can feel now that now I, that ruhaniyat now reach inside now.
Et donc, beaucoup de frères en France, ils sont dans les mêmes situations. Ils ont besoin de plus de profondeur dans le spirituel. Et là, donc, mon retour, Inch'Allah, en France, c'est comment leur faire connaître ça. Et installer, Inch'Allah, on va dire, une annexe, hein, de cette spiritualité-là en France, pour faire profiter ces frères-là qui veulent aussi décoller.
And now, alhamdulillah, by his coming here, and now he saw the halat of, and now, he said, now, Inch'Allah, he'll go back to France, and he'll start now the same thing. Like whatever he had now from the majlis of Marana, now, Inch'Allah, because he said that now people are waiting for ruhaniyat day. And are looking for ruhaniyat also. So now, inshallah, he'll go back now there and start his effort, inshallah.
Washi akhi, inshallah. Washi akhi. Yani, alhamdulillah, la situation en France, elle est vraiment catastrophique par rapport aux ulama. On a très peu de ulama. Jusqu'à que le wahhabisme, le salafisme, il a pris toute l'ampleur. Nous, on fait le jawla dans le quartier ou dans les villes, et puis on les amène les gens à la mosquée. Comme nous n'avons pas de structure de madrasa pour enseigner les gens, eux directement ils prennent tout le capital, et après même ces gens-là ils sont contre nous. Et ça fait des gros problèmes dans leur famille, ça fait des gros problèmes hein, dans les mosquées des musulmans. Donc alhamdoulilah aussi, c'est un souci comment en France, inshallah, des ulama, hein, comment des ulama vont s'installer, ils vont commencer à travailler, à se lever le jour du vendredi et expliquer aux gens hein, la aqidah sahiha ou toutes ces choses-là. Donc, Inch'Allah, antlob minkoum. Si je suis qu'avec dessein, wallah, c'est ce que j'ai ressenti. Et je demande, Inch'Allah, je vous demande, Inch'Allah, de faire des dua pour mes enfants. J'ai mon fils qui s'appelle Mohiddin, Abdallah wa Muhammad, Inch'Allah. Comment ils soient ulama, Inch'Allah, et qu'on Allah, il les utilise, Inch'Allah, pour la France, pour pouvoir élever, c'est de la parole d'Allah.
And said now also, Inch'Allah, that, said like the last thing that he wants to say that now, because in France, in our country, the condition is very, very bad. And now we go out like for in our jawla, our gasht. So now we are taking people who are outside. Now we are bringing them to the masjid. So now what it is happening? It because we don't have ulama, we don't have madaris, makatib. So now what happened that now those people who are salafi? Now because they have their own like a madrasa. So now they take all of our people. And so now said like now we are asking from you. And because also like we are asking for, because he said now only awliya Allah in front of me. And said now we are asking from you also like to help us, even like for, we are asking even among the ulama also. And to make dua also for his three sons, that now they must become alim, and how Allah Ta'ala will take them inshallah and use them also inshallah for the whole world inshallah.
Muhammad Muhammad Abdullah.
Allah is the Brother Nazir is in Lyon, which is a university town of France. And he is the Jamaat worker and the Zimedar, the responsible worker. But say, mashallah, how lot good effect is taken. And like he said, he's going back and all what he learned here, he's going to go and repeat it. Nurullah, now it's Maulana Nurullah. Our brother Rafiq from Paris, it's his son. He's studying here, Nurullah, 6 years, 8 years. Eight. MashaAllah, he's here for 8 years. And in between he used to go. And he says when he goes and give the examples and our talks and what he hears, the people get astonished from where you brought all this, where this has come from. So this is also the work of a murid and a khalifa, that he shares products, he must go and distribute them everywhere. And also very fortunate, though not necessary, but very fortunate is that murid who ascribes it to his shaykh all the time. He will progress tremendously all the time. May Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, accept Also his whole family is here. His father, brother Rafiq, his mother is here. They came for his graduation, Maulana Nurullah's graduation. And they are spending the whole month here. And his mother comes every night home and she corrects her Quran Sharif by Appa. See what jazba they've got. And they're so hospitable. We have to host them. But she's insisting every time that Dawat for you people. And the place they are living is not a very big place, but still, the heart is big. And in spite of the small house, but the heart is so big, she's insisting, people must come. I say, we have to host you people. Not you come here. When we come Paris, you host us, and you host us so well. And when we go there, mashallah, Brother Rafiq, Allahu Akbar. The first time we went from a place called Vendome, which was about 200 kilometers from Paris. And between Asr and Maghrib, very long time. The Bayan was supposed to start after Asr. I think we got delayed in the traffic for about 2 hours. Not a single person left. All set put. And when the Bayan, another 1 hour, 1.5 hour Bayan, all set put. And mashallah, there we have Sheikh Mukhtar. Ta'al Sheikh Mukhtar. Shuwaya inshallah. He is a Frenchman who has accepted Islam many years ago. How many years ago, Nurullah? About? About 45 years ago. And he went to Syria and he became an alim there. And mashallah, he's spending his 40 days here also. So see, we should take inspiration from this. People from around the world are coming. And the people outside Islam are coming in Islam. They are taking benefit. Allah put us in deen. In Islam we were born. Kursi? To put one chain.
C'est qu'une grâce d'Allah, si on peut dire, si on est ici. Allah guide qui il veut. Et comme vous avez entendu, on parle beaucoup de spiritualité. Et c'est vrai que les Européens qui rentrent dans l'Islam aime beaucoup la spiritualité. C'est pour ça que, tout à fait au début que je suis rentré dans l'islam, il y a beaucoup de livres qui sont traduits en français, de la spiritualité comme Jaladdin Rumi ou d'autres encore, qui sont traduits. Et à cause de ça, justement, beaucoup d'Européens rentrent dans l'islam.
Said Alhamdulillah that now only through the fazl of Allah that now he's here in front of you. And he said that in the whole Europe, not only in France, but in the whole Europe, like the people who are becoming Muslim, they are looking for Ruhaniyat. That then he said that when he became Muslim also, himself and many other people who are becoming Muslim. And because of Maulana Rumi's books are translated into French, so they used to read a lot about those kitabs. And even, it is from myself, Sheikh Mukhtar even told me also that he became Muslim through those kitabs also. Only about our Sufia kitab.
Si vous étiez en France, donc dans les années 70, les musulmans, disons comme moi, ils étaient très peu. Et le plus terrible, c'est que la plupart du temps, ceux qui étaient d'origine musulmane et qui sont venus s'installer dans notre pays, ils étaient contre l'islam, puisque certains venaient dans notre pays pour quitter justement leur religion, l'islam.
About 1970, in that time in France, there was very little Muslim. And he was among those little, little people, like Muslim. And those Muslim who left the Muslim country, because like it is like the north of Africa, like those who are leaving their country to come to our country. So now when they left the country, the maqsad is like how to leave the din, and to leave the influence.
Et on a eu l'avantage dans cette époque, c'est-à-dire à Paris même, d'avoir au moins un professeur de Hyderabad, professeur Hamidullah, qui nous a beaucoup aidés. Et il aidait surtout tous les gens comme moi qui sont convertis, puisque lui-même parlait 12 langues.
And in that time, he said, Alhamdulillah, there was one man from India, Hyderabad, Dr. Hamidullah, rahmatullah alayh. and he used to help all the new Muslims, like to teach Quran and everything.
Et c'est pour ça que petit à petit, disons, un groupe s'est formé, des gens de, qui se sont rentrés dans l'islam, et après c'était facile pour pouvoir, disons, faire le chemin que j'ai fait, à savoir aller à Damas, puis aller en Égypte, et étudier, rencontrer beaucoup de gens, mais surtout la chose la plus importante, c'est d'aller justement à Nizamuddin, puisque j'étais considéré comme le premier français qui est rentré dans et là j'ai rencontré tous les grands chers qui étaient de l'époque en 74, à savoir Obeidullah, cher Obeidullah, cher Omar Balampouri et tous ceux que vous connaissiez ou que vous avez entendu parler, et ça aussi c'était une source de bonheur pour nous.
And then with that Sheikh Hamidullah rahmatullah alayh, so now a small group is like created there. And then, and through this also, alhamdulillah, after this he went to Syria, to Sham, he studied there. And about 1974, he went to Nizamuddin. He said like, it is like the main part of his life, where everything, like, he met like, all the, our mashaykh, like all like, Rana, like, Sheikh Ubaidullah, Sheikh Umar Balampouri, rahmatullah alayhi, and all of them. And also, and, they made his khas istiqbal. Why? Because he was the first French, who was the first French who entered Nizamuddin.
C'est la même chose que pour El Azhar. Quand je suis rentré dans El Azhar en Égypte, c'est la même chose. J'étais le premier personnage à entrer dans cette école et j'ai fait l'étonnement de tout le monde parce que au départ, ils croyaient que j'étais quelqu'un d'Afrique du Nord. Mais en réalité, j'étais pas ni arabe, ni Afrique du Nord, mais je les étonnais beaucoup, à savoir que je suis le premier à rentrer dans cette école.
And also when he went to Misr, to Egypt, to that big university, Al-Azhar, he was also the first French to enter there. And people also like, was very like shocked. He said like, are you an Arab? Or maybe like from North Africa? He said, no, I'm a Frenchman.
Donc, pour terminer, disons, Allah vous a fait ikram d'un cher ici, quel que soit le pays que vous soyez, c'est-à-dire loin ou près et tout ça, eh bien, il faut d'abord le respecter, c'est la plus grande chose, lui obéir, et surtout, faire ce qu'il dit. Parce que, ici, quand on est assis, mashallah, le cœur s'emporte. Mais quand on rentre à la maison, un peu ce qu'on oublie, la majorité de ce qu'on a entendu du cher. Donc c'est pour ça que, comme il vous recommande et comme on recommande généralement, que c'est très important d'avoir ce lien qui nous lie avec le cher. Et ça c'est très important pour l'islam. Si vous ne faites pas ça, et simplement écouter ses paroles et tout ça en disant le cher, mashallah, il parle bien. C'est pas de parler bien, c'est la pratique qu'on a besoin à notre époque et non pas de parler trop.
And to finish, that now his advice also, like now we are here, like near next to Mawlana Abdul Hamid Saad, Damat Barakatuhum, he said now first, like Allah Ta'ala has like gave ikram to the people for this country. He said really Allah give you ikram to have such a sheikh like this. And he said now first we have to respect him, second that we have to obey him, and third whatever it is taught from Marana, that we have to do it. Not only now we because now we are here in the masjid. Now it's very easy to listen and to say now mashallah what a bayan. But the main thing is now when we go home and how to apply all of those ta'limat inshallah in our life inshallah.
Donc je vous remercie de m'avoir écouté.
Jazakallah to listen to it.
Whenever we go to Paris, Sheikh Mukhtar is there and gives us a very hearty welcome, mashallah, together by Fire of Fix place. And by Nazir, who was here, who spoke also in French, and we have to get worried, maybe our whole program will have to be in French, and we'll have to translate in English. They have French people accepting Islam excelled the whole world. At the moment, though, they are saying Italy, but Islam is spreading, we must be careful. Allah can replace us with other people.
if we don't stand up for Deen. Bhai Nazir is from Algeria originally, but he settled there, born in France. We have Maulana Zakaria, he'll come front now. Just make way for him, he's on a wheelchair. Also, we should take great inspiration. We're from England, and on a wheelchair he has come. Last year also he came. And then one brother asked me yesterday to give Kar Guzari. I think it's right out of my mind who is that brother. If that brother can also come forward. So, Maulana Zakaria, inshallah. Ba'de, ba'de daqiqa. Be'ye lughata takallam. Farsi. Oh, it's here. Okay. Just make way for Maulana Zakaria. Little bit inconvenience. See how much inconvenience Maulana is tolerating. Maulana, make dua for Maulana's health also. Maulana studied here in the Darul, hale and healthy. But suddenly something happened and now he's in a wheelchair. Make dua, Allah give full health, inshallah. But in spite of this, we must take inspiration as we hear how lot work he's doing, inshallah. Maulana is also, his health condition is not in a position to speak. His young son, Abu Huraira, mashallah, he speak. Come here, obey Abu Huraira. Sit here.
Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear respected ulama and elders, my name is Abu Huraira Panda from the UK. I am speaking in front of you on behalf of my father due to his illness, MS, and symptom of emotional lability. He is not comfortable in addressing this gathering. Alhamdulillah, this is the third time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us within 1 year since last Ramadan, an opportunity to spend in the company of our noble Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh. After spending the last 10 days of last Ramadan in the company of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh, we realized the importance of Islah and the importance of staying in the company of the pious. After returning back to the UK, Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh encouraged to start Islah in Majlis, which will become a means of our Islah and the Islah of others. Due to my father's health, my father made the courage to have Islah in Majlis weekly on Sunday evening for an hour at home for the students. My father's students attend colleges and universities during the day and study Alim course in the evening at the madrasa called Jamia Khatamun Nabiyin in the UK. In the environment of the college and universities is like flaming fire of fitna of women. Considering this, my father has been concentrating the whole year on evil glances through the advices of Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, the students have realized the harms of evil glances and are more cautious. Also, with the encouragement of Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh, my mother has started Islah in Majlis at home with the family members once a week on a Sunday in which relatives and neighbors attend. Alhamdulillah, my mother's majlis is based on issues relating to women and home environment and upbringing of children, including Anwarul Salah with the advices of Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh. My mother has also thought an importance to get anima female scholars to realize the importance of Islah and the connection with a sheikh, with Hazrat Wala's advice and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the alimat in our city got together for an Islahi alimat program was done. Alhamdulillah, many alimat greatly benefited and realized the importance of having a sheikh. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate to have such a great Allah wa'ala like Hazrat Damat Barakatuh amongst us. We shall take maximum benefit from Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh with a long life and a good health. Ameen. Also, I would humbly request if my uncles can always keep me and my beloved father in the du'as and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores his health with the khidmat of deen. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum wa
rahmatullah. MashaAllah. Islahi chalta mein bhi ayat hai na? Maulana was here for last Ramzan, for the Islahi Jalsa for this Ramzan again. And for us to give 10 days is difficult, and all the way from UK. And Maulana made Umrah and came now, mashallah. And he's with his little Abu, there is Abu Huraira, my good friend. And his little sister is Hani. Make dua for all of them, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala imadhi wa illadhin astafa amma ba'ad. My son Abu Huraira, alhamdulillah, has mentioned what I wanted to say. To one little thing I wanted to say, alhamdulillah, for the past 6 years, Allah Ta'ala has given me the tawfiq of going to the Haramain for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Last Ramadan, I created a ta'aluk with Hazrat Wala, and Hazrat Wala has such an effect and asar on me that I wanted to really come to the Khanqah. I studied in Darul Mazadwil, but I never made a qadr. Islam never meant anything to me. But I thought to myself, let me go in Ramadan and let me taste this sweetness. Let me see what Hazrat is sharing and why these people are coming to the majlis from so far. So I booked the last 10 days, last Ramadan, to come to the Khanqah. But when I was in the Haramain, as you probably all know, that I was in Medina Munawwara, and I was thinking that I must give up the maza and the taste of Medina Munawwara and come to South Africa during Ramadan. And the mahol in the Haramain was booming. So I thought to myself, what is there? So I was, in a way, I was skeptical. And I tried, should I go, should I not go? I made mashwara, and some people told me, I don't know why you're going. So I came last Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, that Allah Damat Barakatuh made so much arrangements for me that I am disabled. I can remember when I studied in this madrasa, I think I was the first student here who had a motorbike. I was very, very active. But Allah Ta'ala has put me through this condition. And I say it's a rada bil qada, to be happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala, because I can remember in the courtyard I used to run, and now I'm mahtaj, I'm needy of other people. But alhamdulillah, Allah's blessed me with so much. So I came to the Khanqah, and I benefited so much from the Khanqah, and my family and my wife and my children, like you can see Abu Huraira now, alhamdulillah, has benefited so much. We went back, and people in the UK are thirsty. There is so much effect of the West over there, especially, I don't see much because I'm in the four walls. But when I go to madrasa to teach, like Abu Huraira mentioned, most of my students are from school, colleges and universities. And like Hazrat mentions, that this is like Jahannam. My terminology, my istilah in regards to school, universities, colleges is like Jahannam. And you can't go there, but if you need to go there, you need to be well equipped. You need to wear a fireproof garment before you go. So I see my students, and most of my students are from schools, colleges and universities, and it really hurts me that they come out of this mahol, they come to the madrasa, and I see that. They've been the whole day in university, in colleges, and now they are coming. So after I went back to the UK, I started the Islahi Majlis.
And not that I've seen, but I've been told the effect of women over there is too much. The fitna of women. So the whole year I've been working upon this evil glances. And alhamdulillah, so many students which were involved in the relationships, I've sat with them and I've talked to them. I call my room, my little room, I sit and I have my Islam and listen. I call it an operation theater. That you must come to the operation theater and inshallah we can do something over there. So, well, anyway, I was mentioning, in Ramadan, I went for Umrah, and I came to the Khanqa, and I seen the effects of the Khanqa. I went back, I shared this over there as much as, I don't have the ability, I am muhtaj now. And I appeal to you, I humbly request you, like Abu Huraira has mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala is Qadir, Allah Ta'ala can restore my health again, inshallah. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, I know I am going to walk again. And inshallah, when I am going to walk again, I'm gonna spend my every breath of mine, my every effort of mine. Like if you know, I don't know about MS, but MS doesn't only affect the legs, it affects the whole body. The eating, the talking, the emotions, the whole body it affects. And it's not a very good illness. Well, anyway, this time I went to the Haramain, I've just come from Medina Munawwara. And one Haji Sab was there and he was telling me that how come you're going to South Africa and you're leaving Medina Munawwara? I said, you know what? I'm actually going to taste another dish. There are pearls being scattered there. But we people are not making qadr. The people of South Africa, the people in the world is not making qadr of Hazrat Wala. And Allah Ta'ala is, yani Allah Ta'ala has given the tawfiq to our Hazrat Wala and we are actually taking pearls from Hazrat. And while Hazrat is there, let's take maximum benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the qadr. I don't have the ability of speaking too much. Please make a lot of dua for me. I'm really muhtaj of dua. And that Allah Ta'ala, like you know, like I just came from the UK now, and I went to one of my students' uncles, who also has MS. And I went into the home where he lies, bedridden completely. He had MS, I had it from 2003. He had from 2006, complete bedridden. I've seen many people bedridden. And you know what, I don't want to face that stage in my life. So I humbly request that Allah restore my health to me, and inshallah, so that I can make the effort of deen. And I can spread this over the whole world, inshallah.
We all should take a lot of inspiration, especially those who are murids and the khalifas. See, Maulana, how he is, mashallah. We all should take inspiration and work in this way. We have Maulana Zakaria here, who has bayat with our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, and who graduated in Pakistan in Binnori town. And Maulana, for about sita sanawat, tabagha at-tashir al-Junub Afrika. For 7 years he's trying for a visa for South Africa. And he has come solely just to become bayat from Tajikistan. And the northern states of the Soviet Union, one of them. He'll give us a little report, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Karguzari of Maulana Zakaria Sahib of Bukhara, Russia, Tajikistan. He commences here by saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions that if you make shukr, you're grateful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will increase you. He says, you are all very fortunate here to have madaris, khanqas, ulama, masajid, and complete freedom of deen. By us, although we are under Muslim rulers, but there are major restrictions. Our country was once a huge center of deen for the entire world. We were the markaz, we were the center for the Quran and the hadith, such as Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, and Imam Saraqsi, Shaykhul Islam Sahib-e-Hidayah, Imam Burhanuddin Marghinani Rahmatullahi, who wrote it over 13 years while fasting. And he concealed his fasting from all. When his khadim would bring his lunch, he would quietly give it to his students. In his area, there is a graveyard called Qabristan Muhammad Yun, which is exclusive only for people who are not just alim, but allama, and whose names are Muhammad. Some wanted to bury him there, but others refused and said, he is just a general, ordinary student. From here we can understand what great ulama were in that region. Today there is no permission for adhan on the microphone. No permission to keep a beard except for over 50 years old. Recently a rule was passed against parda, hijab, but people still observe it. You are only allowed to go to the masjid after the age of 20. You aren't allowed for even Jumu'ah. All dini efforts and all dini gatherings are totally banned, and if caught you are jailed. I go to my students' homes quietly every morning to teach them individually in their different homes, that is teaching basic maktab kitabs. My wife teaches the girls at night in my home. Because it is difficult for the students, we are bringing them to Zambia and South Africa to learn. Since 2007, I had niyyat to come to Hazrat Wala, but finally now I am here. I was once arrested because of having students and I had to pay a $700 fine. In March this year, 21 masajid were closed down. Amongst the elderly, about 50 to 60% don't know how to recite the Quran Sharif. To teach the older ladies deen, my wife goes to the different venues so as to keep things hidden. To come here, I paid $85 for the visa. The visa takes 10 days, in which I had to stay in Moscow, which cost another $450. Then I had to travel to India, and from there to Zambia. Then I reach here. قَدَّرُوا هَذِهِ النَّعْمَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهَا. He says, value all that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you, all the bounties, as you're supposed to value it.
There are many more reports also we got, but time is finished already. So, the main thing is to take inspiration and realize, see people, how they're making the Islam and how they're concerned of building contact with Allah. We got it ready on a plate here. How much are we doing? And especially those who are murids and the khalifas, how much more work they must do. That's the main object of this kar guzari, that how we must do more of our work and encourage more people, inshallah. Those brothers who want to come back, come forward now. I'll read the khutma in Arabic, and then after that you repeat what I said. But those who are, you don't have to, you can just hold on their hand if you have difficulty. Just put your hand. Un par hath lag do. Bejo, aram se bejo. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina man yahdihi allahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم ومن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and the Qadariya and the Suharwardiya and the Naqshbandiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wa ta'afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. MashaAllah. May Allah accept, inshallah, what has to be done. Very briefly, Islamic identity dressing always, wherever we are. Quran Sharif recitation daily. 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. And keep contact. By email, phone, letter writing, whatever, keep contact. And the details of this, what has to be done, collect it from Maulana Musa Kaji, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.